Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the true and exciting story of a 3-year search for criminals conducted by a one-man posse. Our star is one of America's favorite actors, Wallace Beery. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. They have the pride of craftsmen in their name, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, Hallmark. That's why Hallmark cards are the kind of cards you can be proud to send, proud to receive. So when you want to send the very finest, look on the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. To be doubly sure, always look in the back of the card you choose for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Now to preside over our program this evening, here's our regular master of ceremonies, the young Broadway actor and producer, Richard Calmer.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The most popular yarn in America is the Western Manhunt, the armed posse and the villain. Tonight, we have a twist on it that makes one of the greatest true stories you ever heard. And, of course, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the one man to play it. That battle-scarred, two-fisted veteran of much action and few words, Wallace Beery.
Thank you, Dick. That introduction, I guess, saves me from saying anything.
Oh, on the contrary, you talk now and shoot later, Wally.
Not on this show. Anything I could say, a Hallmark greeting card could say it better. I'll say one thing, I do like this story. I like any story that shows what a red-blooded American can do against a bunch of slick crooks.
So do I. You know, Wally, everybody who's seen a movie knows you, but few people know all the things that you've done besides movies. Is it true you once tended elephants in a circus?
Tended? I was head man. Bull man, they call me. I got mighty fond of those elephants, too.
Was it tough?
Not exactly tough, no. I read something in the Reader's Digest a while ago that just about described it. It said a man is as big as the things that annoy him. Those elephants made me a pretty big guy, huh?
And you still are, Wally. Now the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present, on the Reader's Digest radio edition, Wallace Beery in One Man Posse. Sitting in the lobby of a large hotel in Dallas, Texas. And even though you didn't know them, you could tell they'd been married for years. Frank was a big, leathery sort of a man whose moderate success as a ranch owner was apparent from the tip of his spotless broad-brimmed hat to the heels of his low-polished boots. His wife, Maddie, was his counterpart, a thin, neat woman who somehow managed to look frail and rugged at the same time.
Waiting, Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins, please.
Frank.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't ought to sit here in the lobby all the time.
Oh, gosh sakes, why not?
Well, it don't look nice, just sitting here staring at people, like we was never in a hotel before.
Oh, don't be silly, Ma. I like staring at people when I come to town. It's a change from looking at the cattle all the time.
Well, I know, Frank, but we stick out so. I bet everybody in the hotel knows we don't get in much. We look like hicks.
Well, what are we?
Hicks.
Well, then let's enjoy ourselves.
Oh, gosh sakes, Frank, you dropped your wallet.
Where?
Right down there at your feet. Can't you see it?
Oh, wait. Wait. Oh, gosh, that ain't my wallet, Maddie.
No?
No. Here it belongs to a gent named Stetson. H.A. Stetson.
Oh.
Hmm. Must be $200 or $300 in this here wallet.
Well, now, don't count it, Frank. Just give it back.
To who?
That Stetson man. Didn't you say that's what his name is?
Yeah, but how am I going to find him? According to this card here, he don't live in Dallas.
Well, he probably has a room here at the hotel. Why don't... Frank, what are you doing?
Oh, gosh, I'm just looking at a couple of these cards. Doggone it. Hey, Maddie, this here Stetson fellow's real big potatoes.
Well,
member of the United Brokers, the Feed Exchange, the 200 Club, and he's bonded for $100,000.
Frank, will you stop being such a nosy body?
Oh, well, for Pete's sake, he's a lodge brother of mine.
Now, give me that wallet.
Wait a minute, Mabel. I'll take it back.
You'll take it back right now. Oh, Mr. Bell, Captain.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a H.A. Stetson living here at this hotel?
Yes, ma'am. Room 704.
Well, what are you waiting for, Frank? Go on upstairs and give that man his wallet back.
Well, I'm going, Ma.
And Frank?
Yeah.
Take the matchstick out of your mouth.
Yeah?
Hello, Stetson.
Hmm.
This is Curly. I'm calling from downstairs the lobby.
Yeah, what's the story, Curly?
So far, so good. He fell for that wallet gag, hook, line, and sinker. But I don't know if you'll go for the rest of it. He looks too honest.
That's the way I like him. Where is he now?
He's on his way up to your room. You better play him careful, Stetson. If this guy is right, we can take him for plenty.
Leave it to me. I'll have a meeting out of my hand. Sir, I'm simply bowled over by your honesty, Mr. Norfleet.
Oh, it was nothing, Mr. Stetson.
Oh, but it was. You realize how hard it is to find an honest man these days? Why, 99 people out of 100 would have kept this wallet, never said another word about it.
Oh, shucks. I couldn't take nothing that didn't belong to me.
Well, of course, I feel the same way, but how many people are there like us?
Well, everybody must be like that.
Oh, very few. I'll tell you that right now. I've been in business a good many years, my friend, and you'd be surprised how... Yes?
Excuse me, sir, but New York is waiting for your order on Allied Gold and Oil.
Oh, yes. Buy 1,000 shares at the market, Henry.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Peabody is on the phone from Chicago.
Well, I can't talk to anybody now. Tell him I'll call him back in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, before I forget it, will you take this little gift as a reward for returning my wallet? It isn't very much, but $100 can come in mighty handy once in a while.
Oh, I couldn't take any money from you, Mr. Stetson.
No, please, now, don't be foolish. I want you to have it.
Oh, heck no. I don't need any money. I ain't the richest man in the world. But I got 10,000 acres of mighty fine ranch land. My cattle is as good as any that you find in Texas.
Well, if you won't take the money, I'll have to show my appreciation some other way. You ever bought any stock, Mr. Norfleet?
I always buy the best cattle in Texas.
No, I mean corporation stock, the kind you buy and sell on the market. You see, I'm a member of a private exchange, and I think that I can cut you in on a little deal that'll net you a nice... profit.
Well, I'd...
Plus, you wouldn't have to put up any money. I'll pay for the stock. And if it goes up, we'll just put the winnings. What do you say?
Oh, I couldn't ask you to...
Nonsense! Why deprive me of the pleasure of repaying a kindness? I've done this sort of thing lots of times.
Well, doggone it, Mr. Stetson. This is the first time it's ever happened to me.
Hello, Norfleet. Miss Stetson.
Well, howdy, Mr. Stetson. I wasn't expecting
to
hear...
Great news, Norfleet. I've got great news for you. Allied Gold and Oil went up 4 points at the opening.
Is that good?
I'll say it's good. You've got a profit of nearly $20,000.
$20,000 in American money?
Well, of course.
Well, gosh almighty, I didn't know you was going to make that much for me. Honest, Mr. Stetson, I can't let
you... Don't be silly. It's all done. I just called up to find out if you wanted to sell the stock now and cash in. How about it? You want to take your profit?
Well, sure. They'll give it to me.
Oh, they'll give it to you, all right. You come on up to my room and we'll go down to the broker's office together.
You bet, Mr. Stetson. I'll be right up with you in 2 minutes. Hey, Ma, we struck it rich. That man I was telling you about, Mr. Stetson?
Yes?
He just made us $20,000.
Goodness sake.
All on account of my giving him back his wallet. You see, Ma, honesty is the best policy.
I'm terribly sorry we can't let you have the money just yet, Mr. Norfleet. You see, this is a private exchange. And if you were a member of it...
Well, confound it, Stevens. What difference does it make whether he's a member or not? I'm a member.
But, Mr. Stetson, you bought the stock in Mr. Northfleet's name.
Well, I guess that means I ain't entitled to the money, huh?
Well, no, no, sir. You're entitled to it, all right, Mr. Northfleet. And what? Please just show us proof that you could have paid your losses if the stock had gone down instead of up.
How?
By bringing us $20,000 in cash.
Why, this is an outrage. $20,000 in cash.
Oh, now, don't get all riled up about it, Mr. Stetson.
Well, it's the principle of the thing.
Mr. Stetson, please. We're doing this for the protection of our members. After all, Mr. Northfleet is an utter stranger to me.
Sure, sure I am. I understand. Gosh, I ain't got no complaints.
Well, if you think you can raise the money...
Oh, I reckon I can raise it all right. I'll call up down home and get my bank to transfer my deposit up to a bank here. The only thing is, now, it might take a couple of hours to get it straightened out.
That's perfectly all right, Mr. Northfleet. We'll be ready for you whenever you have the money.
$17,000, $18,000, $19,000, $20,000. There you are, Mr. Stetson. $20,000.
Well, I just think it's a shame that you had to go to all this trouble, Mr. Northfleet. And believe me, when I get back to New York, I'm going to raise a dickens about it.
Oh, no, no. You don't have to do that. Calling up a bank wasn't no trouble. Heck, I'm going to make a lot more out of this deal than I deserve anyway.
Oh, nonsense.
You know, Mr. Stetson, this will be the first time I ever earned a nickel without lifting a finger to do it. Here, look at my hands.
What do you mean?
Well, look at it. You see them calluses and lines and cuts all around?
Huh?
Well, that's the way I had to make my money before I met you. Now I'm going to get $20,000 just for being your friend, Guy.
Well, I like doing things for people, Northfleet. Especially somebody like you.
Mr. Stetson.
Yes, good heavens, Henry, what is it?
Allied Golden Oil has gone up another 5 points, sir.
5 points? Northfleet, you know what this means? You've made yourself another $25,000.
Something, Jehoshaphat, 25... Is that a fact?
You bet it's a fact. You're cleaning up. But the only trouble is you may have to raise another $25,000 in cash.
Huh?
Well, you see, I mean, if you don't, that fool Stevens won't let you have your money.
Well, I'll get the cash, Mr. Stetson. I'll raise it if I have to borrow it from all my friends.
You think you can?
Oh, for a couple of days I can, sure. But you know, if you make any more money from me, Mr. Stetson, I'm going to go broke.
Right, Frank. It ain't right to go around borrowing money from your friends just so you can make a big killing in stocks and bonds.
Oh, no, I got to borrow it. If I don't, why, I'll lose all that extra money.
Well, why don't you quit where you are instead of going into debt?
Oh, you don't understand finances, Mo.
Maybe not, but I understand people. Ed Mowbray's worked hard for his money, just as hard as you. So has Lem Battle. And it ain't fair to take it from him.
But I ain't taking it, Ma. I'm giving it right back the same day. With something extra to boot.
Well, maybe that's all right, then.
Of course it is. Don't you see, Maddie? Mr. Stetson, he's a friend of mine. I can't tell him I don't want his money after he's been so nice to me. Things like this only happen once in a lifetime.
All right. Do what you think is best, Frank. But I'll be mighty glad when it's all over.
$25,000. That's exactly right, Mr. Northfleet. Now, you just wait right here in your room, and I'll be back in half an hour with double your money.
Gosh sakes, Ma, we better find out what happened to him. He's been gone for 3 hours.
Maybe he's been killed or something. You sure he ain't in his room?
No, ma'am. Mr. Stetson isn't registered in this hotel anymore. He checked out over an hour ago.
Well,
had any luck, officer?
Oh, not a trace of them.
Well, what about that place they said was the broker's office?
Nobody there. I'm afraid it's the old story, Mr. Norfleet. The old con game. The whole thing was a frame-up to take your money.
Well, I just can't believe it. It don't seem possible. Why, he had such a friendly way of looking at you and making you feel good just to be around him.
I know. That's the way they all look.
Gosh. $45,000. Almost half of it belongs to someone else.
Well, we may get some of it back for you, Mr. Norfleet, if we ever catch up with him.
If? Doggone it, Ma. Oh, don't look at me like that. I ain't going to cry.
Don't feel so bad, Frank. We all make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah, it ain't only the money, Matty. It's in here where my pride is. Boy, I thought he was my best friend.
Well, now, you keep mum about the whole thing. And we'll
mum, I'm going to tell everybody I know about this. I'm going to shout it out so the whole world will hear it.
But it'll be easier to catch them if you don't say a word.
That ain't the way that I see it, officer. I'm going to warn people against fellows like him. I want to tell them there ain't no way to get rich quick that's really on the level. And what's more, I want them crooks to know how riled up I am. Because it'll worry them to know that I'm going to get them.
You're going to get them?
Yes, you bet I'm going after them. I'll run them down if I have to chase them halfway around the world. Every one of them thieving bandits is going to go to jail if I have to catch them and put them in there myself. What do you say, Ma?
Go get them. Go get them.
Wallace Beery will be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's drama, presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. Now, here's Dick Calmer.
Long ago in New England, there lived a cabinet maker of unusual skill. One day, a friend entered his shop as he was finishing a beautiful highboy. Its hand-rubbed finish had a deep, rich glow, and the delicate carving was truly the work of a master. The friend, lost in admiration, finally spoke. Jonathan, you put so much into this piece, a man would swear it had a soul. Jonathan blew a speck of dust from a drawer front. That's the only way I could make it, he answered. You see, it carries my name. Well, that's the way the folks who make Hallmark greeting cards feel about the name Hallmark. They're not just making cards. They're making Hallmark cards to express cheer and happiness as thoughtfully and sincerely as you would greet a friend yourself. That's why Hallmark cards say what you want to say, the way you want to say it.
For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. That's why discriminating folks look in the back of the cards they send and receive for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now back to Wallace Beery and One Man Posse.
National press report. Frank Norfleet organizes One Man Posse to apprehend confidence men who swindled him out of $45,000. Swindlers used fake brokerage office and phony stock deal to con Norfleet, who has already begun nationwide search. Description of the four criminals is as follows.
What makes you think we'll find him in California, Frank?
Well, I don't know, Ma. Something that skinny little secretary Stetson said once about having a place out there.
Oh?
Stetson looked at him awfully funny, and he shut right up like a clam.
Well, he didn't say where in California, did he?
No.
Well, California's a pretty big state.
I know, Ma, but we gotta start looking for him someplace, so we might as well start there. That dog, they got the whole world to hide in it.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. You remember what they looked like, Frank?
I remember what that Stetson looked like. I'll never forget his face.
But I mean, could you describe him to anybody? Just so as we could tell people who we were looking for.
You bet. I could draw a picture of that Stetson fella, but I don't know how I'd make out with the others.
Well, now, let's see. The secretary was kind of thin and mousy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the man at the broker's office was sort of short and chubby.
That's right, Ma. And the fourth fellow was, the only thing I can remember about him was his curly hair.
Curly, chubby, and mousy. Not much to go on, is it, Frank?
Well, don't worry, Maddie. We'll find them. We'll run down them clues just like them detectives
but
do.
But you're not a detective, Frank. You won't know which clue to follow.
Well, so much the better. If I don't know which clue to follow, I'll just have to follow them all.
Curly.
Chubby.
Mousy.
And a fellow that looks like Uncle Sam without a beard.
Dark, wavy hair.
Short and fat.
Skinny.
And a friendly-looking man with a mole right here.
Wavy hair.
Short and fat.
Skinny.
And a friendly-looking man with a mole right here. You see, Sheriff, we're looking for a skinny, mousy-looking fellow that he might pass for somebody's secretary.
Yeah, we got a tip that him and the curly-headed one was working the swindle alone now.
Skinny and curly. Who told you I had him locked up here?
Locked up where?
Right here in this jail. At least I think they're the ones. They tried to pull the same stunt on a prospect here in town. Only the prospect read that story of yours in the papers and reported them.
Don't. Gone. That story did some good after all. Where are they now, Sheriff?
In the bullpen. Come on, I'll show them to you.
Come on, Matty.
If you can identify these two birds, it'll be just that much easier to get them convicted.
Northfleet!
There they are.
No. Look, don't give us away. We'll help you if you don't.
That's one of them, Sheriff.
And there's the other.
No, not me. I never saw you before.
That's him, all right. If he tries tonight, I'll go in there.
No, don't let him in here.
That's enough. You don't have to do any more, Mr. Norfleet. Just identifying them is enough.
All right, Sheriff. Anything you say. Well, this makes two down and two to go. He's in Florida, Matty. Them crooks said he was. And if Stetson's in Florida, I'm going to find him before he goes anyplace else.
Frank, we've looked at every hotel lobby, beach house, and orangeade stand from Key West to St. Petersburg. How are we ever going to catch that man?
I got an idea, Ma. He found me once because I looked like a sucker.
Yeah?
Now, if I was to look like a sucker again, maybe I'd find him, huh? You bet I'm interested in a quick way to make a dollar. My name is Appleby, mister. I've got $50,000 to invest in any kind of a proposition that's safe and sound.
Well, come with me, Mr. Appleby. I know just the man who can take care of you.
Got a chump for you, Stetson. He's waiting in the next room.
Yes? What'd you tell him?
Real estate. You're the biggest broker in Florida this time, and the guy's got $50,000 to buy up property.
What's his name?
Appleby. Judd Appleby. The biggest chump you ever saw.
Big?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at this bird.
Sure, come on. He's right outside in the office. See him? He's looking at that map on the wall.
Confound it, Fulton. That's not Appleby. That's Norfleet. I'm getting out of here the back way.
Hey, Stetson! Stetson! Stetson!
You calling me, Mr.
No,
Appleby?
No, you sawed off little runt. Where's that man you were talking to? Where'd he go?
I wasn't talking to anybody. The fellow I wanted you to meet isn't in today.
Don't you lie to me. That was Stetson.
You must be mistaken, sir. The man I was... How did you...
He must have slipped out the back way and dropped into one of those cars. I'll never catch up with him now.
Frank, what happened? Did you find
him? Yeah, I found him all right, but doggone it, he got away. Shame, Ma. Crying shame. I can't think of anything worse than having to come home and sell off this cattle, but I reckon it's got to be done.
Yeah, I reckon so, Frank. The only way we can pay up our debts and get things back in shape again. We've been away from home too long.
Yeah. Seems like we've been away forever. Gosh, Matty, just think of the money that
We've spent hightailing all over this country after them, they're crooks.
Well, maybe we won't have to spend any more now that the police has caught up with another one of them swindlers.
Yeah, but I swore I was going to get that Mr. Stenson. And I've given up till I've given up.
Why, Frank, why don't you take it easy for a while and let the police go after Stenson?
Because he don't bother the police like he bothers me. I know they'll find him sooner or later, but all the time he's free, I got him sticking right here in my craw.
Oh, Frank, don't let's go away from home anymore.
I gotta go, Ma. I'd go plumb loco just sitting here knowing that he's still laughing up his sleeve at me.
But it ain't fair to waste your whole life on a man that ain't worth dirt. Suppose you never catch him.
Then I'll never stop looking.
Oh, Frank, it's so darn nice to have you home again. Can't you forget about him and stay a while?
You stay, Ma. I gotta keep moving.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll have to let you go. Only...
Only what?
I'm going with you.
You tired, Ma?
Oh, yes. I feel like I've walked all over the state of Florida twice.
Well, let's step out there and grab a bite to eat before we look some more. I'm hungry enough to eat a side of beef.
You look it.
Come on. We can get a great big meal in here for 65 cents.
Oh, how do you know so much about it?
Well, I was in here yesterday when you was... That's him, Ma.
What?
There he is, sitting right at that table. Stetson!
Careful, Frank.
Stetson, you ain't going to get away from me this time.
What?
Stay where you are. I'll break every bone in your body.
Help! Police! This man is trying to hold me up.
Stop that noise, Stetson.
He's a bandit, a gunman. Grab him, quick.
I got him.
Yeah, let go of me. Let go, you crazy galoot. You're letting him get away. Stetson, come here.
He won't go very far. Stop where you are, Mr. Stetson.
Good Lord, a gun.
You bet it's a gun. And if you don't get your hands up, I'll start shooting.
No, don't shoot.
Don't worry, Mr. Stetson. She won't have to now. Well, you better call up the police, Ma. Then we'll be going home. There ain't nothing sticking in my craw anymore. Gosh, it's fun sitting in the lobby of a hotel again. Ain't it, Ma?
Sure is, Frank. Only I hope you don't find no more wallets around.
Gosh, no. Catching up with that rascal cost us pretty near 3 years of our lives. You know it was worth it, Ma, every bit.
Yeah, I reckon it was, in a way. Still, I don't understand why you had to catch him yourself, Frank.
Heck, the government shouldn't have to do everything for a man. Besides, some things are private matters.
Thank you, Wallace Berry. That was a wonderful performance. Remember, when you want to greet a friend, send a Hallmark card. For whatever the occasion, a Hallmark card will say what you want to say the way you want to say it. So always look in the back of the card you choose for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the word sterling on silver, those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best.
You're cordially invited to be with us again next week at the same time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them also to tune in for next week's program sponsored by Hallmark greeting cards. At that time, you will hear a story of intrigue and danger. The true story of a young American agent at Casablanca, and our guest will be the young American actor, Robert Mitchum.
By arrangement with
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Yearling, and the new murder mystery, Lady in the Lake. One Man Posse was dramatized by Robert Sloan from the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards and for your friendly Hallmark dealer. You'll find a wide selection of Hallmark cards at America's finest shops and stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.